I hear so many academic physicians that want to be leaders, and that is wonderful. We need better leaders in academic medicine for sure. However, what I often see is that many want to become a leader or have a leadership title, but few actually have what is required as a leader. So if you ever thought about acquiring a leadership title, or if you desired leadership as an academic physician, well, I think this episode is exactly for you. So take a listen, take inventory, take notes. We will be right back with unfolding this whole thing after the music. Welcome to the Academic Revolution Podcast, where we are creating a movement that changes the future of academic medicine forever. I'm Inga Hoffman, a Harvard-trained pediatric hematologist, oncologist, and a passionate physician leadership coach with over 20 years of experience in academic medicine. This is the first podcast for academic physicians that shows you how to apply brain-based strategies to achieve higher productivity, become an impactful leader, and master your mindset to create lasting professional and personal success. You and I know that the traditional academic system is broken, with the best talent leaving. It's time we change medicine from within and say no to the old publish or perish mentality and say yes to lasting transformation. You're about to experience a new way to create a highly successful academic career by doing what you love without sacrificing your personal life. Join me as we transform academic medicine from the inside out, one physician at a time, starting right here with the Academic Revolution Podcast. Well, welcome back to another episode of the Academic Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Inga Hoffman, and I'm so excited to be with you today and to continue our conversation on academic leadership. We're doing a whole series focused on leadership, which is pillar number two of my academics physician success path. Pillar number two is leadership identity, where we talk about leadership in general, what leadership really is, how we can lead ourselves well, and how we can lead others and really embrace a sense of a leadership identity, no matter what our position or title actually is. And this is really what we're going to dive into today. So stay tuned. And I also encourage you, as you listen to this episode, go back, take some notes, reflect on some of the questions I'm throwing at you, and just take some inventory, especially if you're driving or on the go. You know, go back and journal on some of the questions I'm raising here in this episode later. As you listen to this episode, you might be like, oh, this is a little bit challenging to think about, because I'm going to ask you some questions and myself some questions to really get at the heart of leadership. And am I ready for this? And I think sometimes we have to take a hard look at ourselves, and it might feel a little bit intense, is a strong word, but it might feel a little triggering to you and you're like, I just want that title. But hear me out when I say this. I'm really posing these questions to challenge all of us, to stretch us in our thinking, but be also a bit bold to step forward and say, are we really having what is required of us to become a good leader? And the whole purpose of this is to really take good self-inventory so we can lead and serve others better and not go down some rabbit hole and actually have a complete wrong perception. My heart in this is that it will serve you well and prevent you from going through heartaches, hardships, and challenges later. Because in all truth, I see this a lot. A lot of people in academic medicine, they want to be leaders, they acquire titles, they really strive for getting that next leadership title, and they get disappointed when they don't get the position. We're going to talk about that in another episode. And sometimes I think that could have been prevented if we would have taken good preparation and inventory of ourselves to really position ourselves well to become strong, powerful, yet servant leaders. So that is my heart behind this. So let's dive right in. Now, one of the things that I want to clear up before we talk any further is something that I mentioned quite a bit and have mentioned on other episodes, but you might be new to me, so I'm going to mention it again. What is leadership actually? What does that mean? A lot of times people think about leadership as a title or as a position. And that is a natural default thinking in our hierarchical structure of academic organizations. But leadership, in fact, has nothing to do with a position or a title. But what leadership really is leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And I'm quoting my good mentor, John Maxwell, here that I have enjoyed mentorship from over the years. And he is really a thought leader in this sphere. I think it is important to keep that in mind so that we understand that leadership isn't just a position or a title, that there is a whole lot more to it. And that also is to show that leadership, if it's influence, we all are leaders in our own sphere of influence on some level. So if your mom or dad listening, guess what? You're a leader of your own household because you have been entrusted children to look after and raise them well, and that makes you a leader. You might be a leader in your community, perhaps in your local church or in community activities you're involved in with your children. Or, of course, you might be a leader in your organization in some sphere of influence. If you are on service and you're supervising residents, medical students and fellows, etc., you are a leader at that time, not because you are the attending and the boss, but you're leading these people, having influence and positive impact, hopefully, on their lives. And this is really what it's all about. Again, leadership is not a position or a title. A position or a title can get you into the room, meaning you walk through the door, but it does not keep you in the room. It does not sustain your authority just because you have a title or letters behind your name or something. It has nothing to do with that. And again, I think that's where a lot of academic physicians inadvertently, not out of ill intent, but I think out of default, fall a bit into a ditch and thinking that that is what leadership is, again, because our system is structured and set up in this way. But we all know the system is broken. That's why we have the academic revolution, to fix the system one physician at a time. So that's just a little intro and detour. So having said that, now, you are, let's say, a person that is interested in leadership positions. You're interested in becoming a leader. And I think the first question we always have to ask ourselves when we say, I want to be a leader, or I want to be having that position or title, or the leader of, let's say, a clinic or a academic promotion or a specific title, leadership title in your division or department, or maybe the medical director of your inpatient unit, whatever it might be, the program director for your residency or fellowship. All these are titles, but a lot of times the most important question to ask fundamentally in the first place before we acquire these positions, whether we acquire them because we want to have them or by default because somebody else maybe asks us to, we really have to ask ourselves, what is the motivation for me to becoming a leader or acquiring certain titles? It could be, very simplistically, that you just want the title because it looks good on your CV. And there is nothing inherently wrong with that. We all need to build our CVs for academic promotion, so that's fine. But that is probably not a very strong or good motivation. If that's your only motivation, that probably leaves you and the people that you lead pretty unhappy. The next part is people might just enjoy the impact they are going to make, especially when we talk about a particular sphere, maybe an area, maybe the clinic director, and you love the impact you get to make on clinical operations in your outpatient clinic. That's wonderful. For other people, it might be very simplistic. You want to have a leadership title where you're striving for a position because it might come with a paycheck raise. And again, there was nothing inherently wrong with that because financial support is needed to support our lives and the time and effort we are putting into things that takes away time from family and other resources. So that's all fine. it's just important that we reflect on this. Another motivation could be potentially, and I'm going to throw that out there, is that often as academic physicians, because we like to take charge, many of us do, that it might be a little bit of an issue of control, that you like to be the person in charge, maybe insert some control over a situation or a group of people. And again, it might sound a bit negative, but I'm actually not meaning that in a negative way. It's just sometimes how we are wired, and that is okay. The important part why I raise these questions is that you ask yourself that question, what is my motivation? So that you have that level of awareness. What is really the reasoning behind my desire to become a leader? And that is incredibly important because it will inform, number one, why you want to do this in the first place, how you show up as a leader, and also how you influence others, and perhaps also where you might have some blind spots and need some training. So it also will help you then chart your territory, chart your path forward if you say, well, my desire, my motivation behind this title or this position is really, I want to make an impact in this area. So then that will inform your goals and your priorities around this. If you say, I just want to raise, well, then you might have other priorities and that is okay. Just be clear on your motivation. That is incredible, enlightening, and informative for you and your journey. And that's what we're going to work on here today. I think the next question we have to ask ourselves is, can you lead, can I lead myself well? We talked about this in the last episode. Can you and I lead ourselves well? You know, it is very easy to say, I want to lead others. I'm going to kind of take charge of this. I want to move things forward. I want to make an impact here. But it is much harder work to lead ourselves well. And we talked a lot about this in the last couple episodes where we talked about self-discipline, personal self-leadership, because a lot of times we're all willing to lead others, but we're not often as willing or aware to put the hard work in with ourselves. Because working on ourselves and leading ourselves is the hardest thing you're ever going to do. But that is an absolute 100% requirement to be a good leader. There is no way around it. And if we are not willing to really lead ourselves well and continue to work on that pretty much our entire lives to grow, to strive in our personal development, in our personal maturity and awareness, in our management of our thinking, emotions, how we handle conversations, emotional setbacks and shifts, all those things. If we cannot do that, guess what? Our impact as a leader will markedly be diminished and perhaps even have negative results. And none of us want that, but it's important to ask, am I willing to lead myself well? And am I willing to put the effort that is required and the pain that is required to learn some hard lessons myself? And that brings me really to the third question you and I should ask ourselves. Are we willing to sacrifice what is required as a leader? You know, leadership titles and all that sounds all flashy and good, right? It all sounds so peachy and wonderful. And you might get that impression when you look at some people from the outside. But on the inside, is it really all that glamorous? And honestly, it might not. Number one, there might be a lot of time and money you have to invest in yourself and to sacrifice in order to become a better leader. It goes back to the second point I made. Can you lead yourself well? There is a lot of personal development required. That requires probably investment in your time, meaning learning leadership skills, maybe taking some courses. That will cost you some money and financial investment that chances are will come out of your own pocket. And I actually would encourage you, they need to come out of your own pocket and not just rely on your institution. Why is that? It's just a side note. Because people put their effort in where they put their money and their time in. And if we are not ready to invest in ourselves financially and with our time and always relying on the institution to do that for us, we are really putting our weakest foot forward. Because if we're not ready to invest in ourselves, why should other people invest and trust in us? And I have done this for decades. Invested in myself. Yes, it cost a lot of money and time, but it is worth it. And nobody can ever take that away from me. And nobody can also ever say, well, that was only made possible because we paid for it. I wanted to never, ever be in that position. That's why I paid for my own coaching, for my own training. And that cost me probably tens and thousands of dollars. But it was worth it because I see the value in it. So I put that out there. For you, that might mean take some courses, get a coach, get a professional coach that is well-trained, whether it's me or somebody else, it doesn't matter. But get a coach in the area where you need training. Go to courses and conferences outside of your medical network and establishment and learn from other people. That will cost you time and money. The next thing that will be required of us is being stretched out of our comfort zone. Growing as a leader is incredibly uncomfortable. There will be a lot of stretching and growing pains going on within you that probably wants to make you quit. And I think that's another stumbling block. People think, oh, I'm just going to get the title and then I'm done and I will learn along the way. No. You won't be ready for that position if you don't prepare for it. And you cannot kind of learn in hindsight. Sure, are you going to learn along the way and on the job? There is definitely a component of that, but you should also prepare well in advance for you personally to do that stretch and to do that growing. It will be uncomfortable to grow as a leader, and most people are not willing to take that discomfort, to go the extra mile, to be emotionally uncomfortable. To be stretched in our mindset, especially when it comes to our perfectionism, to our procrastination, or to the famous fluff word of imposter syndrome. Seems like everybody has imposter syndrome these days. Well, because everybody has, we are not perfect. So that's just a side note. But it will be critical for you to be able to stretch yourself outside the comfort zone and to be able to endure those growing pains if you want to grow as a leader. And that's just the plain reality. There's no way to sugarcoat it. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of get a little bit blindsided as well, because they don't realize how much pain is involved to grow as a leader. There is going to be tears and some real discomfort involved, and that is what it takes to be on this journey. Other things that might cross your path, and I've certainly seen that in my personal journey, all of these things, again, I'm mentioning I've experienced, you might be disliked, at least will not be liked by everyone. You will make some unpopular decisions and you have to be okay with being unpopular. And you also have to be okay in making some difficult decisions that are painful, that don't sit right with you in a sense, not that you feel like it's the wrong decision, but rather in a sense of making hard decisions that you know have, at least in the short term, a negative impact, maybe emotional toil on other people. Very practically speaking, if you run a lab or a research group and you have people that are underperforming, calling them out, holding them accountable, and then sometimes if people are not able to be corrected, not able to grow with capacity, unwilling to learn perhaps, or just not a good fit for the position based on skills or personal interactions. Sometimes hard decisions have to be made about who's on the team and who is not such a good fit. And that can be incredibly painful, but it also is something that needs to happen in order for a team to grow and in order for that person that maybe isn't a good fit based on skill or other factors to find a better fit for them. These are very unpopular decisions. A lot of times we are having a hard time making because we tend to be sometimes people pleasers. So that's something to reflect on. And then with all of that said, because of the time and money investment, of the discomfort of not being liked by anyone or by many people, being very unpopular, making some unpopular decisions for the greater good, and perhaps even making some hard decisions for individual people. It can be a very lonely journey. And you really need to be aware of that and surround yourself with other leaders that continue to hold you accountable, to walk side by side, to encourage you, have mentors, have coaches and people that help you grow and support you when the journey is pretty lonely and a lot of people just won't understand. So see, it's very easy to say, hey, I want to be a leader or aspire to be in position X, Y, Z or have this title. But it's a whole different thing to actually be willing to take a hard look at yourself and honestly ask yourself, do I have what it takes? What's my real motivation here? And again, depending on the answer, you will have some great insights in yourself and blind spots and what you might even have to work on. And am I willing to sacrifice in order to go up and up level and become a better leader? Am I willing to sacrifice and do the hard work that is required within me, with people, but mostly really on yourself? So I want to leave you with these reflective questions. I know this can be a little bit of a downer, but here's why I want to cheer you up with on the other end. Once you really work through these questions and reflect on your answers, hopefully you'll have a better awareness. Where am I currently with my leadership awareness? Do I understand what I'm actually asking for? And am I willing to make the sacrifices that are required to become a highly successful academic leader that's transforming medicine, that's transforming research fields, that's transforming the area you are expertised in, leading the next trainees up to be powerful leaders, whatever it may be? It is all possible, but we have to take an honest inventory and then we're going to march forward. And then you can say, yes, this is not going to be easy, but I'm excited. Here's my motivation and I'm going to march ahead because I know this is what I'm called to do. This is where I'm called to serve and that's where I'm marching forward. So I hope this helped you. Even it is a little bit more of a critical look at yourself, but I think in the long run, it will be very helpful. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you next week. And next week, I want to really talk about this question of, now I applied for a leadership position and I didn't get it. Now what? Because that can be a real downer and I want to help you work through that process. So have a great day. Talk to you next week and stay tuned for the outro. Bye. Well, thank you to my loyal listeners who have been listening to the Academic Revolution podcast. I so appreciate you. And some of you have wondered how you can go deeper with this content, how you can work directly with me to help you as an academic physician succeed in your academic career without sacrificing your personal life. Well, I am more than happy to help you and support you in this. I help academic physicians just like you achieve their personal and academic goals, enjoy work-life balance, and eliminate the overwhelm with a tailored system specifically designed for your success. So if this is something that interests you and you say, heck yes, I really need a better system in place, I need accountability, I need that support in my life to crush my goals and achieve my academic and professional goals with ease, then please get in touch with me. You can book a call with me where we can just informally chat how working together would look like. I'd just love to get to know you and have a conversation about that. The link is in the show notes where you can book a call with me directly to get on the phone and have a conversation. Have a wonderful day and talk to you soon.